produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Thank you. Hello, precious gems throughout Radio Land. It is indeed a pleasure to be with you again on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. Welcome to all our lovely listeners throughout Radio Land, and I pray you're having a wonderful day, a peaceful evening or night, wherever you may be. Special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World. Also, Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thank you so much. And thank the Lord for this opportunity to share God's precious pearls with you all. We continue to share about the wounded soul. This is a very large and in-depth subject, very, very deep subject. So we're only skimming the surface here. And we'll only discuss briefly to give us some basic understanding on how to recognize our woundedness and obtain healing. And I share with you also from my own personal experiences. Let's pray for a moment. Precious Father, we just thank you for this moment. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to share. Lord, I pray for your listeners throughout Radio Land. I pray, Father, that those who are hurting and need healing will be ministered to today, that they will receive healing for their woundedness. Father God, that you will take away their pain and their sorrows and their deep hurt and bring healing to them, Father. Father, I just thank you for Jesus, who died for our sins and for our healing. We give thanks to you, Father God, for Jesus. Father, now I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable to you in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Just to recap for a moment, just a definition of what the wounded soul is. This is the brokenness of the vital essence of the inner man. The shattered foundation, the essence of us, it's like our skeletal system being broken and shattered, and we have nothing to stand on, nothing to hold us up. It's the enslavement of the imprisoned soul, a soul that has been broken or lacerated through different causes. Example, abuses of different sorts from childhood to adulthood. And we know there are many, many, many. We all experience hindrances, interruptions, delays to our destinies. And this is actually life's journey because we live in a fallen world. But we give thanks to the Lord who died for our complete healing. Scripture tells us that a man's spirit will sustain him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? You know, as I said before, we fight to the very end, the bitter end, during the situation of illness, even a terminal illness, we fight to the bitter end. But when our spirit man is wounded, it's like we have nothing to stand on. We become paralyzed in our emotions. We become hopeless, and we lack strength and motivation to move on. Jesus came to earth to be acquainted with our sorrows. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely, he has borne our griefs, which is our sicknesses, and carried our sorrows, which is our pain. Yet we esteemed him stricken by God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, which is our sin. He was bruised for our iniquities, which is our rebellion. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:3-5. We give thanks for his word. Remember, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. Most time, the individual, we don't know what our woundedness is. We don't know that we have a wounded spirit. We do not recognize it. We just know that things just aren't going right with us. Things aren't going as they're supposed to be. We become anxious and restless, not knowing that there's something going on deep inside of us. We sometimes feel inadequate and not able to function normally. We sometimes feel as though, we just feel so hopeless, and cannot put our hand on that hopelessness. You know, when we think of a broken leg or a wounded leg, thus experiencing pain, we cannot walk adequately or even stand. We become partially or complete immobile. And this is what woundedness does to us. We have no foundation at all to build on. We are not able to function to our fullest capacity or expectations. We experience or we notice in others, we notice this in others as well, and we experience this ourselves. Remember that our wounds are invisible. It is manifested through anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, shame, guilt, fear, negativity, toxicity, apathy, slumberness sometimes, and the inability to even compliment others because nothing good can come out of the pain within. We are paralyzed in our emotions. We cannot give nor receive. As a wounded individual, I experienced anger, the inability to receive compliments, feelings of unworthiness. I felt I did not belong, always felt out of place and inferior to others. The worst and most shameful thing anyone could do to me was to compliment me. With a compliment, I felt I was being ridiculed. This is what is sometimes known as low self-esteem. I experienced that. It was very embarrassing for someone to compliment me. All this came from childhood hurts and hurts during my adult years, even with my first broken marriage that I shared with you, until the Lord delivered me and allowed me to see myself the way he sees me, not as man sees me, but how he sees me. When we are hurting, all trust is gone. We do not trust anyone. My trust was restored in Christ Jesus. He personally operated on my wounded heart and poured his love into me. His love is overwhelmingly sweet and beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So sweet. It's unbearably sweet. From his pure agape love, nothing but goodness and mercy flows. You see, it's only through Christ Jesus that we can be all that we're called to be. God is so good. He loves us so much. He reaches to the very, very deep core within to heal us and remove all of our pain. Remember, scripture tells us in Jeremiah 29:11-14, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be with you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I'll bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." You know, whatever it is that imprisoned us, whatever it is that isolated us, God will reveal that to us, and he will heal us. He will take away the chains of bondages from us and set us free. This is what he does for us. He's so gracious. He's so kind. He knows exactly what we need, and he will help us. Sometimes sin causes us to be led captive away from the days that were numbered for us. We make our own choices and decisions, and these aren't good sometimes, but we give thanks to the Lord for his love and anointing that sets us free. God is so faithful. Sometimes we find ourselves in positions we thought were good, only to experience hurt and abuse, as we know, even within the safety of the church. We must pray for our churches. Remember, God sees where we are, and he will deliver us. It does not matter what stages of life. He's always there. I've heard stories of children in abusive situations who experience the Lord ministering to them in their loneliness and painful situation. I remember a dear friend sharing with me that she recalled it was about the age of 5, during very, very painful and abusive situations, she would hide in a corner or a cupboard somewhere in the dark. And she said the Lord would appear to her and minister to her and heal her, you know, let her know that he's there. And he would shower his love upon her. And this is how she really got to know the Lord until, you know, during her adult years, she grew closer and closer to him during those painful moments. It doesn't matter what stage of life this happens. The Lord loves us so much. Remember, he is a good shepherd who watches over his sheep, and we must be careful how we treat others. Matthew 18 verse 6 tells us, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it would be better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea." You see, God cares for us so much. He loves us so much that he watches over us. There's nothing about us that goes unnoticed by the Lord. His eyes are always upon us, and he tenderly watches over us. Remember, our wounds are invisible. Only the Lord sees the source and the remedy. How do we receive our healing? To receive deep and permanent healing, we must first know and receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior, Redeemer, and Healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, or Healer. He loves us so much. He cares so much about us. There's nothing impossible for him to do. As we abide in our Father's word and in prayer during that quiet time, through reading his word, he will reveal his heart to us and show us just what we need. He will show us our hurt. He will show us where we need deliverance, where we need to be set free. He will reveal the source of our pain and weaknesses. 1 John 1 verse 9 tells us, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If we know that we've done something wrong to grieve the heart of God, through prayer and through his word and the Holy Spirit ministering to us, he will show us. And at that time, we just repent of our sins and ask to be forgiven, and the Lord will set us free. If we know someone has offended us, we forgive them as well, so that we too will be set free. For many of us, it was not just what we did, but what others did to us. He will reveal that to us and instruct us to forgive. You know, I'll share with you my personal experience on my healing from my first marriage. It was through a dream the Lord revealed to me my woundedness. I knew that in this wonderful second marriage that I have, you know, initially I was bitter. I was mean. I was, you know, I had a sharp tongue to my husband and my children because I was so wounded inside, so wounded. And it was at a retreat, a women's retreat one weekend, through a series of three dreams that the Lord revealed to me my hurt, my deep hurt. I was new to all of this. I didn't understand. And I share this, you know, because I was a new spirit-filled Christian. I was raised in a Christian home, but I had just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I didn't know a whole lot. And when I had this dream, I really had to seek the Lord. I said, "Lord, I don't know what to do. I need help here." And the Lord instructed me to get up and to pray, to seek him. So I found a quiet place and I sat quietly with the Lord and I said, "Lord, please show me. You know, I just don't know what's going on." And right there, it's as though I saw the letters "forgive." And the Lord said, "You must forgive." And I thought, "Lord," I thought I had forgiven him. No, you had not forgiven him from the depth of your soul. You may have said it, but that was not deep, sincere forgiveness. You see, we have to be sincere. Scripture tells us that it's the deep and fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. Our prayers have to be sincere and deep. Not just to say it, not just generic, but deep and sincere. So I said, "Holy Spirit, please help me. I need your help to help me here to forgive." I said, "Please, Holy Spirit, help me." And the Holy Spirit helped me to forgive. And really, to be honest with you, this started from the night before in a dream where I saw my ex in heaven and I thought, "How did he get there?" You know, and the Lord showed me a little me on a table and he used one hand to scoop out all the pain that was inside of me. All the pain. And you see, after he was able to scoop out all that pain and all that debris inside of me, then he was able to pour his love into me. So during this time, as I sat quietly with the Lord and forgave my ex for the pain that he had taken me through, the Lord was then able to pour his love into me. And I'm telling you, it was sweet. It was so sweet. It was so overwhelmingly sweet that I had to ask him to stop. I said, Lord, please stop. This is too much. I cannot take it. This is all supernatural. We serve a supernatural God. And he poured that wonderful healing balm, his love, deep within the recesses of my soul. And I said, Lord, please stop. This is too sweet. This is too sweet. I can't take it all. And then love was being poured out for my family, poured out for the child from my previous marriage. Love. I couldn't wait to get home to ask them to forgive me and to let them know how much I love them. I love them so much. This was just such a wonderful experience. The Lord would clean up our wound and he would pour the healing salve of his love and bind it up so that we can receive permanent healing. His love brings healing and it is then poured out to accomplish what needs to be accomplished in us. As the healing process continues, we must continue to seek him in prayer, his word, and resting in him, sometimes fasting. Like a surgical wound, we must leave that bandage on, protect it from infections, and that is resting in the Lord and staying away from toxic situations and negative situations. Sometimes it may mean a sabbatical for a short time, but basically remaining quiet and restful in the Lord and pondering on all that he did and allow that healing process to continue, to be completed. We all need healing because, as I said before, we live in a fallen world. As we stay close to the Lord, the good shepherd that he is to us, he will keep us and protect us. When we experience hurt, we must immediately forgive our offender and release all to the Lord. He will fight our battles. If we look at Psalm 23, which tells us about our good shepherd, this is our wonderful Savior. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our wonderful Savior. The Lord doesn't want us to live a life of misery and pain and turmoil. He wants us, as a good shepherd he is, he takes us to that peaceful, still waters, to green pastures, where we can spend the quiet and lovely time with him, no matter what goes on around us in this world. He will take us to a place of quietness. For those who are hurting today, whatever the cause, forgive your offender and release them to the Lord. Just forgive them. And if you're unable to do so, ask the Holy Spirit or helper, and he will help you to forgive. Pray for them and send love to them. Say, Lord, I send love to them. I do that all the time. Lord, I forgive them and I just send love to them in the name of Jesus. Shower them with your love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you're unable to do so, as I said, ask the Holy Spirit and he will help you. He helps us in our weaknesses. Receive Father's love and rest in it until the healing process is complete. You will know. You will know when that process is complete. Just trust him. I'm telling you, he did it for me, and he will do it for you. I have so much joy and peace within. And yes, when sometimes trials will come my way or situations will come, because we're still here on this fallen earth. And you know what? It's getting darker and darker and darker every day. And all around us, we see so much disloyalty, so much disrespect, so much dishonor. So get ready. Get ready. This is time when we have to cling to the Lord like never before, and we have to guard our heart with all diligence, because remember, from our heart flow the issues of life. We must be the light shining in this darkness today. So we have to abide in the Word of God, stay close to the Lord, trust Him in our weaknesses, trust Him to minister to us, trust Him to show us and teach us what we know not of. And when we're hurting, when we have disappointments, there are times, I'm telling you, I still have it. You know, we have moments when you become anxious about a situation, and thank the Lord because of my love and my trust in Him. I say, Lord, this is yours. Please take it. You said I'm to come to you when I'm weak and heavily laden. I'm to cast all my cares upon you. I'm to take your yoke upon me because my burdens are light and your yoke is easy. This is what you told me. So I trust you, Lord, and I just give it all to you. And I believe you, me, I find rest in that. So I encourage you today to seek the Lord and trust Him. For those of you who are hurting today, you're talking about someone who's been hurt repeatedly, but I've known to trust and rest in the Lord, and I have peace and joy within. So I pray today that you will receive healing. You will receive the outpouring of the Lord's love upon you right now, and you'll find rest for your souls. Father, I pray for your precious sons and daughters throughout Radio Land. I pray, Heavenly Father, that as you healed me, I can testify to your healing, that you will touch them, you will heal and deliver them of all their wounds or their brokenness, wherever they're hurting today, dear Father. I'm asking you to bring healing to their wounded soul. I'm asking you, Lord, to take all their cares and their burdens away and bring rest to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus, that you came to earth to die, to set us free. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for sending to us your only begotten Son, your one and only Son. We thank you so much, Lord. Again, Lord, we just bless you, we praise you, we worship you, we glorify you, and we honor you, and we say thank you, Lord. My precious brothers and sisters throughout Radio Land, be blessed, be encouraged. You're looking at one who is hurting, and I can tell you, I know now how to rejoice and trust in the Lord, even when things still aren't going my way. Just trust Him. I love you, precious ones. Be blessed. And I'll see you again. Next time, we'll continue with this as the Lord leads. Blessings to all. Thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.